Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. All of you who took the oath, wore the uniform, trained, and served honorably for any amount of time, you're a veteran in my eyes, and a happy Veterans Day. Matt Marsh is here. Matt is a new friend. He's the son of an old friend of ours, Ed Marsh. Remember Ed? Well, Matt's here, and he's a former U.S. Army infantry officer. He spent a number of years, 6 years on active duty, serving our country in a number of assignments, and served honorably. And now he's out making his way in the marketplace, and we're going to talk to him about that. Matt Marsh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you this morning? Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I want to start out talking about you were telling me that you were mechanized infantry. A lot of people, they watch the old World War II movies, and they see the infantry walking around the big tanks, the M1 tanks, and they probably don't realize that you don't deploy tanks without infantry around them, and now we got over the years they created something called mechanized infantry, which is a lot of people don't know what that means. Were you driving Sheridans around?
Well, almost. I guess they, the joke against mechanized infantry is that we're kind of tanker light, we're baby tankers. But essentially, you have what we call Bradley fighting vehicles.
The Bradley, I called it the Sheridan, but I couldn't remember. It was the Bradley. That's right.
Yes, and usually, so when you're talking about a platoon, kind of the smallest echelon of an infantry unit, you have four or five Bradleys that are incorporated into that unit. And you still have light infantry, and really what happens is you're using the Bradley to cover time and space faster than lighter airborne infantry could. So you're talking about the battle space in terms of kilometers as opposed to hundreds of meters. And you're actually housing those infantry squads in the back of that Bradley fighting vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you can really cover the battlefield a whole lot more quickly.
Yeah, and that's fairly new. And you guys also go out of the back of C-130s and C-141s too, didn't you? A lot of those, that equipment, they would airdrop those Bradleys too, wouldn't they?
They would. And actually, interestingly enough, so I spent a couple of years at Fort Stewart with the mechanized infantry unit there. And we were on a rotation similar to the 82nd GRF, but we were the immediate response mechanized company for the 18th Airborne Corps. And one of the things that we were tasked with doing was being able to deploy anywhere in the world within 18 hours.
Yep.
We would actually go through extensive cold load training and emergency response drills to actually load up our Bradleys in the back of C-5s and C-17s to be able to, get up off the ground quickly, get on the ground quickly wherever we were going, and literally drive off the back of these back of these aircraft and be ready to fight.
Mm-hmm. And so, folks, that's a layer of deployment, a layer of execution, a layer of penetration that a lot of people don't realize. And then when you see some of these armored vehicles out there, they may look like tanks or they may look like small tanks, but they're not really tanks. The Bradley isn't really a tank, is it?
No, so it's actually an armored personnel carrier. Like I was saying earlier, I mean, you could have up to seven or eight dismounted infantrymen in the back of that. And if you get where you're going, you drop that back ramp, and you're no different than the light infantry.
But it's
it has more
firepower than a 113, right? An APC 113. It's sort of a cross between an APC and a tank. So when you were in the military, what years was that?
So I graduated from college in 2014. immediately commissioned as an infantry officer and then served from 2014 until the beginning of this year, 2020.
Yeah. So you've just gotten out, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I just made the transition in January.
How has that been? How is that going from being taken care of by the military to being out on your own? Now that you know there's a utility bill coming every month.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the one of the big points that I wanted to make when talking about my transition with people is the fact that, you know, I mean, the Army's tough. It's a tough business. It's a tough line of work, but the Army takes care of you. You got someone looking over your shoulder, making sure that you're paying your rent, making sure that you're paying your cell phone bill, making sure that you have health insurance taken care of. And then you get out and they give you a handshake. They give you a nice award. They thank you for your service. And that's it. You gotta make your own way.
They push you out of the nest, don't they? And you know, a real funny story. My son came out of the Marines after 4 years. He had always been under my roof or the Marines' roof. When he came out, his second month in the little house that we helped him get together, his little starter home, he called me up one morning and he said, "Dad, I just got another utility bill." And I said, "Okay." He said, "How often does this happen?"
Yeah, you mean he's come once a month?
Yeah, I said, "Son, as long as you live and want heat and light." but that was the shock to him. And as you were saying, when you came out of the Army, when you exited active duty, what was your rank?
I was a captain.
Yeah, 03. So, and since then, you've joined the marketplace, and your chosen profession now is in real estate, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
What are you doing?
So I'm kind of make a long story short. I'm a commercial real estate strategy consultant, but I specialize in brokerage. And kind of through brokerage, what I do is I work with small businesses, work with family offices, high net worth investors, private equity groups. And really what I help them do is I help them maximize the value for whatever real estate portfolio that is. So, I mean, you got to think with some of these private equity groups, it could be tens or hundreds of properties for a small business. I mean, they could be running their business out of their only piece of real estate.
In their real estate, exactly. Now, we talk about that all the time. I need you got a website for us, Matt?
I do, yes.
Go ahead.
It's mattamarsh.com.
mattamarsh.com. Check it out, folks. Matt and I will be right back after this break. Happy Veterans Day, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.